being just this moment. We say that in the four practice principles, the fourth or the ultimate practice principles, the fundamental point over and over, being just this, being this moment. And we discover in our life, in this moment, that we refuse, don't want to fight this moment, have considerations, upset about this, our idea, feeling about how I feel, about how this body condition is, about wanting to think about such and such rather than be breathing when we breathe, be listening and disliking the sound, being fascinated by our thought about the sound, about the person making the sound, about the event that the sound is, about our memory and story about the memory of who did what and who should and shouldn't and what isn't going to or is going to happen, be, whether they're good, bad, left wing, right wing, black, white, racist, not racist, all sorts of ways that we want to hold on to and make permanent what's changing, what's changed in being as is now rather than as should be or as was or as hoped to be, what's self and shouldn't be self or isn't self and should be, what's other and therefore not me. This breath permanence, this breath, not the permanence I expect, this he looks, says that, she doesn't do that, I am hurt, I'm upset, all sorts of ways that we refuse, want to modify, want to daydream in the midst of this moment, in the midst of refusing to inhabit the moment, refusing to be this intimacy because it hurts because it might become, because I want to think about it in other ways, because I want to do something else. Being just this, as is, being as is not something extra, and yet seems extra. Seems extra because how often we refuse and want to play in our way. Who will we not listen to? What will we refuse to experience? What is too painful, and yet it's the way it is now? No sense of masochism. Do what is appropriate. Do what's skillful, whether it's painkillers, whether it's some physical or other supports that enable us to be where we are, to tolerate and embrace, to appreciate this moment as is. Doesn't mean you need to be happy. Being present is being happy, but being happy with being sad, missing, losing, fearful, all sorts of other emotions. That's the being this moment that's not required to be what we conventionally call, quote, happy, but enables and supports this richness that is our life, this vivid moment that is joyful, that is not overwhelmed by fears of non-self, fears of forgetting self, fears of ongoing change, impermanence. The many ways this universe presents our life, presents us, presents our opportunity right now. And all you, I, we need to do is smile when we encounter this next person, greeting them. Listen to the sounds that arise. Feel the bodily conditions, the many functionings of being human, this privilege that we all have, we all humans have, the privilege of human birth, the privilege of encountering Dharma, encountering our life opportunity, great privilege. All are privileged. All of us here are privileged. All that we meet are privileged. The Buddha and ancestors have talked about the great privilege of being human, of encountering the Dharma. Dogen talks about this privilege. Therefore, we must make our effort to make good use of it, to embody this compassionate way, compassionate responding, this being who we are, the myriad phenomena which are this moment, which are this moment, so-called inside, outside, this person we encounter, this family member we're listening to, this this independence, interdependence, this interbeing that is our life. So, celebrating Independence Day this weekend, please make good use of the privilege you and all you encounter have to manifest being this, manifest this marvelous, joyous universe in the condition as you are. Therefore, being the perfection joy that you are, do your best. Do your best, if I say improving this, in manifesting this, in manifesting the compassion that you can, serving this life that you are. Thank you.